Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know
we're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody. I said 1, 2, 3,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's Monday. What's up, everybody? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday, March 12th, here in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. I'm joined with us by Cyril Dobrik.
Thanks for joining us.
And Ethan Moore.
Hey, good to be here, Dougie.
And it's a great show. Welcome to the show. Again, this is our comedy talk show where we talk about the news and make fun of it and go over different things that are happening in the comedy world. We're going to open the show with some discussions, by the way. Richard Pryor's son went on stage and got booed.
Oh.
At the Apollo, he ate a dick.
He got the hook.
The cane.
Yeah, no, I don't know if he got a hook, but he and I joked around by, my father's an auto mechanic, but I still can't change a spark plug. So I'm not surprised if Richard Pryor's son's really not funny.
Right.
So we'll talk about that. And, we're going to talk a little about Trump. We're going to talk about the tariffs. Turns out something we talked about, somebody emailed me on the show that, we talked about, everybody's worried, tariffs, oh, it's going to be, turns out our friends, okay. The Mexicans and Canada and other countries, Australia got it's a negotiation tactic to negotiate NAFTA. And since day one of the campaign, he says we got to renegotiate these deals. And everybody, even the Prime Minister of Canada, said yes, we must renegotiate these things. And hopefully, now he said something about let's negotiate this where everybody wins. Here's the thing I want to tell the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau. Nobody wins in negotiations. No. There's usually somebody who does better. There's somebody who has to give and take. You know what I mean? There's no win. That's that's overshooting the possibility.
You're saying it's a zero sum game.
Yes.
Is it?
Well, listen. The idea that's in the go. Everybody's got to pull back. Somebody's winning when there's a trade imbalance. Somebody's winning and somebody's losing. So somebody's going to have to give. Other people are going to have to get a little more back. And that's what a negotiation is all about. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. It's kind of exciting. And what else do we have to open up the show with?
Well, let's see. I just sliced my thumb open on the way here.
Did you? How'd that happen?
You grate cheese? Well, I grated my thumb.
Nice.
You ever do that?
I've done that, dude.
Yeah.
I used to prep and
cook. Yeah.
And you're like, especially mozzarella in an Italian restaurant.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some Romano. I was making an anchovy salad. And
oh, goodness.
I just sliced off chunks of my thumb.
It was all the big words, wasn't it?
That is disgusting. What's that?
It was all the big words. Made you nervous. Romano, anchovy. And
I get uncomfortable around Italian things. That's
yeah.
Right.
I remember I used to cut a meat slicer, you have a deli.
Oh, yeah.
I remember cleaning it one time. When you clean, you're supposed to flush it, set the blade so it's flush, or you wipe it. And I forgot to flush it. And as I was wiping, that blade went right on my finger. And oof.
You lose the tip of something there. That's no good.
Yeah. So, also, by the way, we're going to talk today about Stormy Daniels. She's talking about trying to give the money back.
And calm before the storm, everyone.
Yeah. Stormy Daniels.
You guys thought it was some kind of
coded
thing. No. There's some shit coming out about this chick, Stormy. It's a calm.
What about it?
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's what he was talking about when he said that?
Absolutely what he was talking about. He's like, watch out, the calm before the storm.
I think he actually said come.
Did he?
I don't know.
Come before the storm. Anyway, like I was mentioning to you guys, listeners, you're out there. I'm excited because on Wednesday, I've been watching the show for years, but on Wednesday, I get to sit down on the Paul Castronovo show. So on Wednesday, I'll be on the 9 o'clock hour. So you guys want to check it out. And do well. You guys show support. Who knows? Maybe I'll be a regular.
Right on.
Sweet.
So, real radio, as they call it. So that's what, you know, it's great because somebody had asked me, like, why you spend all this time doing a podcast for free for moments like this?
Yeah.
Right? When you think about it.
I mean, I got onto the radio last year because I did a podcast.
Right.
And we did the show on there for like 6 months.
There you go.
Know?
So yeah. Anyway, so that's cool. So Wednesday, and by the way, we're on it. Thursday, I'll be in the Monsters in the Morning radio show out in Orlando.
Nice.
It's an iHeart radio station there. And on Thursday night, Wednesday, improv in Orlando. Thursday night at the Abbey, competing in the... Go to DougAlmeida.com. So I'm going to be in Orlando for a few days. I'm not going to see Disney, though. Oh, fuck Disney. Who's got... You know? Nobody goes to Disney anymore. Anyway, let's open the show with a discussion of a comedian, Richard Pryor's son, totally bombs at the Apollo.
What's Richard Pryor's son's name? Richard Jr.?
Richie Jr. You know, Steve Harvey hosted it. And
okay.
I should probably pull this up on here. I could probably...
I just thought it'd be funnier if we could say his name, but...
Yeah, because it's got the...
He's so good, we don't know his name.
Right, yeah, this guy, he's making a real splash. He's only known as Richard Pryor's son, who bombed.
Let's see if I can... I'll probably pull it up in here. It's put it on the board so you guys can actually hear it. Oh, then he came back and he was... You know, let's see, I want to make sure this isn't advertising and all that nonsense.
That's Richard Pryor's son?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Aaron, you look exactly... You cannot bomb.
He sounds
bomb.
Just like him, too, but this...
You can't bomb. That's not fucking right. Wow.
What's his name? Aaron?
Aaron Pryor, yeah.
Aaron Pryor.
Aaron.
Yeah. That's not as cool sounding.
Yeah.
Could be Aaron.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not playing, but let me see here. Yeah, I don't know. So much for that idea. No, it's not playing. Anyway, so
Aaron
he looks just
Pryor.
Like his daddy.
He looks
said.
Like him. He sounds like him. But he came out with a Trump joke there, Ciro.
What was
he
it?
Came out with a Trump joke, and he basically he did the Trump joke, which I've heard before about, you know, that people are saying he's the worst president ever.
Mm.
I'm like, what about those presidents during those 20 years of slavery?
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that joke before.
20 years?
Yeah, 40 years or whatever it was.
However long slavery was.
I mean, it was a long time.
A 15-year period between...
Hundreds of years, I think, maybe.
Yes. I mean how long it lasted, not how long ago.
I heard someone say that there was slavery until the 60s.
Mason Pryor. Is no doubt comedy royalty, but that still didn't have save his ass at the legendary Apollo Theater. Mason Richard Pryor's youngest son appeared on Showtime at the Apollo, as you'd expect. Host Steve Harvey that's the thing. Like I hate when like MCs like give you a real big run up, like, oh my god, this guy's amazing,
yeah.
And then
right.
You know, the crowd's like kind of weird, and you're like, don't give me such a big fucking build up.
Well, it was Steve Harvey. He could have gave the Richard Pryor build up for Richard Pryor's son,
right?
Yeah,
and messed it all up.
If I was him,
had to give back the award and shit,
I would change my name. You know, like like Emilio Estevez, kind of. You know,
right.
you don't go out as well. Charlie Sheen did it, I guess, but I just feel like you want to succeed on your own terms, right?
Yeah, yeah. I would.
You want to be in your father's shadow,
kind of like Nicolas Cage.
Whose kid is he?
Coppola.
Yeah, Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah, you know what I mean? You want to be carrying that. But yeah, he came out and he got booed and people were on stage.
That's funny.
I wish I could get this on. I don't know why it's
That's the worst thing ever, too. It's like someone was saying, like, he looks just like his daddy.
Right.
It's like, that is not what you want right before you start your comedy set. Like, wow, he looks like someone famous. I bet he's going to be just as funny as that guy.
He actually gets
the funniest comic who's ever lived.
He gets booed off stage because he basically is saying that he made a joke in reference to Putin and Trump. And he's doing a Putin voice.
Wow, he's doing Putin jokes, Trump jokes. This guy, how hacky can you get?
But he's doing he's doing an impression of Trump, which is horrible.
Okay.
And he's like, baby, what's the matter? And he's like, so
he's doing Trump impressions?
Yeah, and it was horrible. I mean, he should do a Richard Pryor impression.
Yes.
You know? So he did a horrible, and the joke fell flat, and people try to, you know. But, you know, so, you know, like I said earlier, it's like, hey, just because, you know, it's in the blood, like, who knows? I mean, maybe this guy will come back from this, or maybe he relied on his name too much.
Yeah.
You know, he later was, after this, it was, you know, who wants people, to millions of people to see you bombing on a stage?
Mm.
You know, I mean, that's like, sometimes I give advice to comics, and I'm like, hey, I want to audition for this club. I'm like, are you ready?
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, I'm ready. No, I don't mean if you think you're ready. I mean, like, is there a possibility? Because when you're going to audition, you don't want to fuck up.
Right.
And that doesn't mean anything. That means things beyond your control.
The weird thing about that, too, is that you... it's like if you want to audition for something like that, you want to be so good at that point, right? Yeah. That like even you're still good despite your nervousness.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Like,
right?
Yeah. Like nothing
you're
can knock you down.
You're nervous.
You know. You know what I'm saying? It's like you know what you don't. You want to be. That's what it means to be prepared. Doesn't mean you go, I think I'm ready. You know. Hey, I've done. Prepared means you know that's it. It.
There's
again,
no
you
doubt
have to know what
mind.
That means. You have to say, look, I audition to, like, for example, the closest I can remember this is when I auditioned at Gotham.
Okay.
All right. In New York. Now. When I was nervous when I was there, and I was worried, what if the crowd, what if it just goes bad? You know, what if something they don't get me or they're judgmental? It's a, you know, my jokes or so I thought, and all I kept reminding myself was, fuck, I've performed in over 30 states in this country. I've been performing over 10 years. You know, I've dealt with a lot of shit. It gave me confidence, right?
Right.
So, because but there's, you know, but I'm still nervous. So, if, you know, if all of a sudden, well, I've only performed in one town. You know, I've only performed at the improv, or I've only, you know what I mean? I've only performed in front of my friends. You know,
yeah.
I don't know how tested I am. This could go wrong.
Yeah.
And you don't want to ever fuck up in front of a booker because they'll remember you forever. I don't care how good you get. You know,
still,
by the way,
still
ask Fazil Malik about that. Well, Doug, why are you mentioning me on the show?
What did Fazil say?
No, he auditioned at Off the Hook. He asked me if I'm ready, and he auditioned at Off the Hook, and I didn't think he was ready because what is he going to do? Get hired as a feature?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I said, listen, until you're ready, if you want to get hired as a feature, that means you have to have 45 minutes of tested material.
Right.
And if you're going to do that, then you don't want to show in front of a... So you know, he ate a dick. And of course, Captain Brian is like, you know, he's since done stuff, but, you know, guest spots, but they're always going to remember you. You know, it doesn't matter how good you get thereafter.
Especially if you get good, though. They'll always throw that at you. Remember that time?
Yeah, they'll always picture that, right?
And don't you think it takes 7, 8, 10 years to get 45 minutes of material?
I think. I mean, some people are more natural and they could. I don't know, but you're right. I mean, 10 years to get like they say at the 10-year mark, you should be a You should be at that point where you have an act.
Right, mm-hmm. right,
right. And it's almost they'll remember that one thing. Like, could you imagine? I remember this girl, but years ago when I was in college, this girl was so hot, man. And this is when I went to Flagler College, and I got to bang her at the Fort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was a hot chick, blonde girl.
Banged her at the Fort?
Yeah, banged her at the Fort.
St. Augustine?
Yeah, the fort that's there, you know, right there
the
by the
Slave
Bridge
Fort?
Alliance. No, not the Slave Fort. Yeah, we've got the dungeon.
Where the 40 years was happening?
Yeah, the 40 years of slavery. But, you know what I mean? And she was hot, dude. This girl, you know what I mean? Like, this is one you boast about. Like, oh, you know. And then she was, one morning.
She was Stormy Daniels hot.
She was hotter than that. She was like 19 at the time. We were in college, right?
She was like a young Stormy Daniels.
She was like Stormy Daniels' hot daughter.
She was more Ivanka.
Oh,
there you go. She was Ivanka hot.
Hey, don't be talking about my daughter, but she's hot. So, and then here's the thing. So at the second night, right, I met her and we hooked up at a party. Things go good. And I thought, okay, it's over, right? The next day, we're actually talking. Went to the beach. Right, since she's staying at my pad on the beach when I live in St. Augustine.
Mm.
And this is great. That morning, I wake up with her. She's farting.
Okay.
She's ripping, like, you know.
She's blowing the audition, Dougie?
Yeah. I couldn't. That was it. Deal breaker. I mean, the girl was so
hot.
Like, I can't remember.
Really?
Now I cannot remember that beautiful face and those nice titties. And what? All I can picture is her walking to the bathroom squeaking farts out for the whole way.
I don't know if that would flag my boner.
No, but it did. I don't know what it was.
Huh.
Stinky.
Listen, we all have our own moments. I don't know, but you know,
so
that,
you should have waited on the anal, Dougie.
Yeah, could you imagine? She was like hot about that. You know, she was really good about. You know, I could have missed out. Maybe I was too judgmental. I don't know.
She blows you out against the wall.
I don't know. You ever have a girl do something? Somebody hot that was a deal breaker with you?
No, I've never had a hot chick. Never.
No,
I'm just kidding.
She was like, I'm just happy to be there. You know, whatever you got going on, it's not as bad as what I got going on.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's how I feel, by the way.
I'm
always just so thankful.
Like, accidentally picked their nose, but you know they picked their
nose.
You're like, oh, you do that on accident there.
Yeah.
But I know.
I had a girl. I had a girl one time. I didn't catch her, but I know she was doing. We were at dinner. And she was doing something, and I'm looking at her. She had like one of those flakies hanging from, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't realize it, but there was like a roof shingle. Looked like a roof shingle was about to fall off the roof and blow out of her. I was just waiting for her to like laugh, watch it fly. You know, and I'm like, and that was another deal breaker with that girl. I remember that girl. I was like,
you're so picky.
I am. Listen, I listen.
Literally.
Who had the wonton soup?
Have you been eating like flaky, you know, leafy spinach? It's coming out of your nose.
That's
yeah,
always
fun. Yeah, the girl with the sphincter on her tooth right there.
Well, you know,
I tell people.
You know, we're all human beings.
Right? Yes. I tell people, hey, you got something on your teeth. I don't want to let it go.
You should say it. You really should.
I do.
I encourage everyone.
I point it out.
Point
hey,
it
you
out.
Know, you got a booger hanging from your nose.
Mm. You fuck.
I remember one time.
I had that sometimes.
Sometimes.
You piece of shit.
You dumbass.
You son of a bitch.
I remember one time my junior broker, this is at one of the banks I worked at, the junior broker I'm working with, sitting there and like he would, basically the junior brokers would sit with me in interviews with clients and they'd learn, you know, so every once in a while you let them get part of the like meet and ask questions and like
right.
you let them take the helm. And one time he's sitting there talking the same thing. He had like a little booger, like a flaky, like not a flaky one, but the wet one, like kind of like hanging a little bit. He didn't even know it. I'm like, dude, I'm like, look at him. He's talking. I look at the lady and she's looking at it and I'm looking at it. Everybody's looking at it. And I'm like, dude, I'm like looking at him. I'm like, hey man, wipe your nose, you know? And then I said, excuse me one second. I said, dude, You gotta wipe your nose. And then the worst part was he went like this with his right hand, which,
oh, no.
Listen, if you're going to learn anything, guys, if you're in a professional situation and you might have a booger in your nose, don't wipe it with the hand that you're going to shake people's hands with.
That's true.
You wipe it with the left hand. Just grab it and go, oh, sorry about that. And then wipe it on the client's seat.
There you go.
On their briefcase.
Okay, I'll wipe it here on their chair. You know, so you got to be careful with that shit. I don't know.
So anyway, Richard Pryor's son sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got over here.
He came out and said that you know it's a learning experience, which we all know if you bomb, you know it's a learning experience.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he came
how
out.
How long
later.
Has he been doing comedy? I'd like to know that. Mm. Is he brand new? He's just like, I got the genes. I'm going to go out there and wow them. I don't even have an act. I'm going to do some Trump impressions.
Dude, and that was the thing.
They're going to love it.
The Trump affair was horrible. It was not even close. It was just sounded like somebody was doing, like, trying to do a woman's voice.
Right,
you know, like you know, it's funny when Andrew Dice Clay does. You know, I'm gonna be. You know, he does his woman's voice.
You.
That's right. Funny because it's you know it's Andrew Dice Clay doing disrespecting a woman.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, it's over the. You know what I mean? He's not like Rich Little or anything.
It's absurd. He's not actually trying to imitate it.
He's just he's just differentiating his voice from a woman's voice. You know, and that's you know it's kind of that's funny, you know. But this guy, it just sounded like a bad like. Hey there, Putin. And I'm like, listen, are you trying to sound sexy or are you trying to sound stupid or are you going to do the impression?
I got to watch this set now. But
yeah.
But I must have been hard to work that stuff out at an open mic, right? Because you're Richard Pryor's son. You're showing up at open mics in L.A.
They're just loving
That's got to be weird.
And it's not like you can use like a different name because the minute he starts talking, you're like, holy shit. The opening thing he said, by the way, is like, I can hear my father up there going, don't fuck this up. And people laughed. And that was the last laugh he got. But it was funny to watch the people turn on him. You know, you would think, you know, on the article they said, and by the way, in the article they said some people said keep going, but you couldn't. I think somebody just trying to help the kid out because I didn't hear any of that on the video.
Huh.
They were basically just booing him and he was like, oh man, you ain't going to boo me off stage. You ain't going to boo me off. That ain't going to happen. He was all mad and, you know, it's hard though. You've been in that situation where you know it's not going well and you know, like, what do? Do you bulldoze? Do you just keep going through your set? Or do you, you know, what do you do? Or do you, you know, you never want to go, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You guys are dumbasses.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just are like, well, all right, I'm going to get through this no matter what happens.
I usually start crying.
Right. I offer to suck everyone's dick. You know?
Dan Bell said, I thought the voice Dougie did was Dice Clay. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. I just did. I just imitated.
He's doing Dice. He's doing Dice doing a woman.
I'm Dice doing a woman. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
You are spot on, my friend. Spot
yeah.
On.
Any rate. So. Hey.
Hey, that's good though that he went out there and bombed because now you know he has an incentive to actually get good at comedy.
If he was good. Yeah. He would have really just pretended to have a heart attack like his dad and do that bit, and he would have fucking killed. He would have killed him.
Yeah. What do you do? You know. I mean, you got to just go through it. But, you know, I think didn't his daughter do comedy, too? And she did well. She was actually, she did dates at Broadway. She was in New York about a year, this summer or something.
Yeah.
I heard she did good. Hmm. And, you know, hey, well.
See, that's a whole different thing, too. If you're doing if you're a woman and you're doing comedy, that's just, you know, you have a famous dad.
Right.
That's different somehow, right? Because it's like they're not expecting to see Richard Pryor.
Right.
They're expecting to see something else.
Like the, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But. Yeah. But that's the thing. When you hear this guy and he sounds like him,
yeah, you're expecting it to be as funny as Richard
subconsciously
Pryor.
Subconsciously, you're waiting to hear those
subconsciously,
bombs,
yeah.
those funny jokes, and he comes out with a hacky fucking Trump joke. And you know, and again, an opening joke. Like you know, we mentioned this on the show. You don't want to be doing political humor. You're going to separate half. Now, I don't know how much of the audience
right
of the Apollo
too.
You're going to be separating with a Trump joke. But that's how bad that. Could you imagine? That's how bad that joke was. Even the people at the Apollo Theater were booing him. See, that would have been a way to get out of there. He's like, I can't believe all these black people are booing my booing my joke about
Donald
Trump.
Like Trump?
Yeah, what do you guys like? Are you guys the silent majority?
This is the room of black people that voted for Trump.
Yeah. Never trust them polls. Who knows, man? While we're on the subject of Trump, Stormy Daniels, the porn star who he had an affair with, right?
Yeah.
And which is none of our... Listen,
I've just been spanking it, you know, to Stormy for the last week. Just,
have you?
I've just checking out the back catalog.
I don't know if I've ever, like, seen her on video.
I did look up one video.
Did you?
I didn't actually whack off, but...
No?
Yeah, she's hot.
She's hot?
Yeah, okay. Now, as men, can we blame the guy? I mean, he's a rich guy. I mean, you know, I mean, we're all going to get ethical in here and go, oh, he's married. We don't know if he has an open relationship with his wife. We don't know, like we said this before on the show, we don't know if she's banging some Eastern European guy who waxes the Mercedes.
How do we know it wasn't just a cuck thing?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
you know, Melania made him watch them two. And it was actually them that did it.
Right.
He wasn't even involved, and that's why he's pissed.
So you're saying Trump's a cuck?
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's I guess what the one thing that people should criticize is like, what about all the fucking evangelical Christians that are like that voted for Trump,
right?
And now it's like they were always the family values people. They were always all about that stuff.
But you know, here's the thing about this, and I've looked at this a bit because I'm against hypocrisy. I don't care who you are, what you are, what you stand for. But it does bug me when you stand for something and do another. I don't care what side of the fence you're on, right? Hypocrisy is nonsense. So, I believe in gun rights and stuff. So if I carry a gun and this and that, I'm not going to get mad at somebody else who carries a gun. And I'm not going to get mad at somebody else who's opposing somebody else because that's your belief. You understand it? Just because we think differently, I got to respect it. You stand on some, now if you come up to say, you're against guns. And then all of a sudden I see you at the gun range on Sunday. Ooh, Facebook.
That'd be weird. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you're just trying to save face on Facebook, you prick.
Right.
So, that's what I'm saying. But there's always hypocrisy. And unfortunately, in this country, there's a lot of hypocrisy on all areas. But, you know, you look at the religious people, they got caught. It's always the guys that say, pray the gay away, and you find out he's banging
kid. Yeah. All know that story.
Now, when that happens, it's not like all of them are doing it. There's usually a percentage or like a 1%, 2% of the people.
I feel like it's a higher percentage.
Well, whatever it is. I mean, my point is whatever the percentage that is that I think it's pretty equal amongst all those people that protest or preach a certain thing. Like the ones that say, don't cheat on your taxes. How many of them are cheating on their taxes?
If you're talking about a subject, there must be a reason. Right? If you're really focused on gay sex, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Right? For example.
If that's every sermon you give,
yeah,
you might be sucking dick.
Yeah.
And hey, I like the preacher, but this is the fifth week in a row he's talking about dick sucking.
Right.
He's describing the penis this week. I don't understand.
Delightfully sinful.
Yeah. It's an atrocity if a man grabs another man's balls and puts his lip around the head of his penis and strokes it up and down caressingly and soft and spits on it a few times. It's this horse, it's the devil.
Do you think it took so long for Moses to get through the desert? He was fucking all those boys.
Listen, don't go fucking with Moses, okay?
Well, you don't like Moses. Moses?
Yeah. Listen, Moses is a pretty big important guy. You know what I mean? He had lightning and shit.
You don't want to mess with Moses.
You're going to be bad mouthing Moses. Go do it outside. And you smoke a cigarette. Don't do that around me. I'm just telling
you. Wow, I found the line on
Dougie. And Dougie's Jewish, by the way. Okay.
Yeah, somewhere deep inside, I'm Italian and I'm Jewish. Are you Italian? No, come on, you Italian.
Big Moses fan, Dougie. I mean, who would have known?
Didn't Moses come down from after smoking a bunch of
hashish? Moses saw a burning bush and talked to God and shit. That's a scary individual.
Also got lost in the desert for 40 years. Doing what, I must say?
Yeah.
Doing what?
What do you say? What do you say, Ciro?
Sucking dick.
Okay, Dougie. There's the lightning. Here it comes. The mics went out.
Fucking God of thunder's going to show up. All right. Stormy Daniels,
yeah,
who got hush money. It's all been out, And here's the thing. It, to me, it's a no story because I don't give a shit.
Well,
I don't give a shit what Trump did, you know, because he wasn't a politician. He was a billionaire, you know, real estate tycoon. And he was doing, I don't give a shit what people do in their own privacy.
Well, wait a minute, though. Didn't he, like, pay her off during the election to, like, keep quiet with, like, prior, a secret agreement?
I think it was a couple weeks. It was also colluding
with the Russians, too, so yeah. I don't really know what's going on.
Well, didn't he give her $130,000, like, right before the election?
His attorney did, by the way.
Which is illegal.
No, it's an agreement. They had an agreement. Well, no, they said, listen, it's an agreement that we're not going to talk about. It's like if you have a settlement with somebody and you say, look, we're going to settle this accident case. And right. you're gonna and there's a not you got to sit. We're going to do with this. You're going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but it would be a campaign expense, wouldn't it?
No. It was came out. Remember, the attorney paid out of his pocket. You remember this was
right.
determined.
The attorney paid out of his pocket. Yeah. He says.
Well, I don't give a
but
shit.
But at the time, he went around and told all his friends that Trump wouldn't pay him back that $130,000 that he owed him for
Listen,
Stormy
this
Daniels.
This is all hearsay. The bottom line is, we know that this was paid. It had nothing to do with the election. He didn't. He banged the fucking prostitute, right. And he wanted everybody to know about it. Who wouldn't side with that? Who wouldn't side with the fact that, you know, all of a sudden some prostitute wants to say, hey, you know, you've been banging me for every once in a while for the last couple of years. I'm going to tell your wife unless you give me $100,000. You know, what guy wouldn't say, all right, here, fuck it, you know.
I'm going to tell the American people, I think.
Yeah,
just
whatever.
What she said.
Whatever the difference. And then here's the thing. No one gives a fuck. You know, this is why this is a non-point.
That's the weird thing. He shouldn't have paid her off. He should have just went with it.
But he didn't have hindsight. He said, you know what? $130,000 of this guy is pocket change. What's he give a shit?
This whole thing is going to assassinate his character.
I know, right? It's funny.
It's gonna ruin him.
It's like, who would have cared? That's what I'm saying. It's hilarious with these guys. They keep covering up stuff that they could have gotten away with anything. It's just like the Russia thing.
Everybody, politicians are going to do that no matter what. Now, here's the thing. And by the way, somebody just came out. They said that it's almost over at this point. You realize that the Russian probe
they're
is
about
almost
to
over.
Interview.
I'm sure Mueller's wrapping up any day now. Or it'll be another 10 years.
Yeah, people are going to get caught or here and there and this and that. But as for collusion and stuff,
do you know how long the Whitewater investigation went on? It ended in the mid-2000s.
That's good. This is Clintons?
Yeah, this is going on for another 10-15 years of our lives.
At least
we'll be hearing about Trump and Russia.
At least nobody died yet in this investigation. During the Clinton investigation,
we're definitely
going to
be hearing how Trump made the Democrats and the Russian collusion come out of the woodworks. Yeah,
it's all back to Hillary. I agree, Zero.
Why is that Hillary? I think it's Obama.
By the way, speaking of
President Hillary Clinton.
By the way, speaking of Hillary, she was in Europe this weekend, and she was complaining that she said that women voted for Trump because they listened to their husband. So now she's gone. She called them the deplorables, which kind of screwed her. Again, it wasn't the Russians. It was her calling half the Americans that voted for Trump all deplorables. That's a good way to fuck with her.
Irredeemable.
Yeah, your comments. You realize how much of an elitist you really are.
When can America just kill Hillary Clinton? I'm just so tired of hearing about her.
But she was out there. She's in Europe, and she's speaking about that. So she just said something stupid again. She says, the women who voted for Trump just did it because her husbands told them to do so. Boy, you talk about a gross generalization of millions of fucking people. You know what I mean? It's like ignorance to me. So you guys brought up. I don't want to bring up that miserable dried up cunt anyway. Sorry that you had to wear the hair of miserable. getting back to the Stormy Daniels thing, by the way, this offer is not going to be accepted. We all understand that, right? No one's going to take any money back. You keep the money, and you got to say to shut the fuck up. You can't like send me a certified check. And once I cash it, then the agreement's understood. It's accepted. But no one's going to say, okay, I want my $130,000 back.
One last one. What if Stormy Daniels takes off the masks like in Scooby-Doo and
right?
It's Hillary Clinton?
Oh, my God.
It's always been her.
It's always been her.
It'd be funny to watch Donald Trump throw up because I banged that fucking bitch. That's one hell of a metamorphic
Prime
change.
Prime TV right there.
That would be great.
See, I voted for Hillary. I didn't know I was getting Stormy. I would have voted for her twice.
Listen,
she would have won if she got that by Stormy Daniels.
I don't. Again, it's a non-point. And like we said, the idea of the tariffs, you know, people are complaining about it and all that stuff. Well, the reality is, we all know, if you know Trump and you read, you know, the Art of the Deal, whatever, you'll find out that's like a feint.
Well, Trump
you know
loves
I mean?
Tariffs, right? He's always said that we should have protection.
It's good footwork.
He wants America first, right? Which everybody who agrees to it, that look, we all know the Chinese are cheating and this and that, and we all know we got to renegotiate NAFTA and all these things. So guess what? The way you renegotiate is by throwing this fucking like wild card out there and watch people react. and watch them get distracted. Now, here's what's happening. The people that are getting mad, you know, Canada, Mexico, Australia, Europe, the Euro community.
All the shithole countries.
No, well, that's you said. By the way, Ethan Moore is just called Canada and Mexico.
And shithole. Australia.
And Australia. And Australia. Shithole. So you guys
we'll
out
throw
there,
Norway and Sweden in there, so too,
all,
by the way.
All you chefs out there at the Outback. look up Ethan Moore and his sober and mean and sober.
I love my friends from Oz over there. I do actually have a lot of friends from Oz.
Yeah, we got listeners the prison? From there, by the way. Yeah. We got a couple dozen listeners from
Oz,
there.
Australia.
Regular. So, you know, now he comes out and says, and we knew it. You and I called this a couple weeks ago. We basically said, look, now what's happening is they're going to give pathways to those countries to go, look, we'll avoid this, but now we have to negotiate what we're going to do during NAFTA. And it's a negotiating tool. So let's hope that an asshole negotiator that bangs porn stars is going to battle for the American worker and go out there and try to do what he can.
Now, Dougie, though, last week I seem to remember you saying that the whole tariff thing when you said, well, he's not really going to impose tariffs. This is just, right. He's just pretending like he's going
the
to.
The blanket tariff.
That's what you said.
I said
and
the
then
blanket
he did.
Tariff.
Then he did
no,
right
no,
after
no.
that.
The blanket tariff.
Okay.
Right? And he said,
well,
right.
It's changing a little now, but all right.
No, that's what it was. No. What I said was he's not going to do what he, like everybody's worried about him doing a blanket tariff across the board, everybody. I said, that's not going to happen. He's just going after China and the people that are cheating.
He
and he's going to give pathways to those who aren't.
So you're saying he was always planning to make these exceptions.
Of course.
And that's what you were predicting.
Yes. It's
okay.
Just a ploy. It's just a way to negotiate. And look, the guy in Canada, the Prime Minister Trudeau was on CNBC this morning. And he's like, look, we're going to have a great relationship. We're going to work this out. We're going to come together. We're going to figure it out. Listen, he's mad. He's still eating dick for fucking sending all the Syrians into the country.
He's
you know,
not having a good time.
He's not having a good time over there, by the way. And he got
and
really
he's about
bad
to get thrown off a building for it.
Yes.
Get it?
What?
Never mind. So anyway, so Stormy Daniels is going to get her money back, and we're going to move on. That's it. Well, life goes on.
And then Trump will go to jail for campaign finance violations.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
It would just be hilarious if that's the thing that actually brought him down, right?
It's
not Russia.
It's like Al Capone.
It's
yeah.
not money laundering. It's Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, he's going to go to jail because he didn't wear a condom.
They're taking him away. He's like, I thought it was going to be Kushner.
And Maury Povich comes out and goes, it turns out Barron is not your kid. It's not your kid.
That's great. Oh, that's not what I wanted.
Hey.
Little 80s party here.
Yeah, that guy, speaking of people who killed themselves.
Was that in excess?
That was in excess. I love that
Michael
band.
Hutchence.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Did you guys see that thing that was with a guy from Ink Stars now, that guy Dave, not Grohl, the guy who was Dave Navarro.
Dave Navarro. Yeah. Carmen Electra.
Some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, Dave Navarro was on this. They had a show where they were trying to find a replacement for the singer. INXS was looking for the lead singer.
Wow,
that guy,
okay.
JD something, ended up winning it. It was like it was pretty cool.
Really?
I watched it. It was like a reality show where all these people were trying to get to be the lead singer for INXS.
Oh, rock and roll's really changed, huh?
Yeah, JD Justice or somebody, yeah. We're going
to
have
do a reality show to get this lead singer job. I thought it was just usually he could shoot up the most in the bathroom or something.
Well, that's kind of like, it's right? Like, you remember the movie with Mark, what's his name, with Rockstar, where the lead singer quits.
I didn't see it, but
and
I know
he,
what you
the
mean.
Dragons.
Yeah, the Steel Dragons.
Steel Dragons.
Rockstar, I think it was called. And, you know, what's his name? Mark
Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. He sings in a cover band that he sings the guy to a T. And then the guy quits the band, and he ends up now touring with the band. So he's
right.
Living a dream, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like me. Like I've always wanted to be a radio show guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, somebody got quit. Somebody's off the show, and Dougie gets. Oh, this is a big chance.
The guy who started Steel Panther used to do David Lee Roth. You know, he used to do his Van Halen cover band.
Right.
So there you go.
There you go. Is that the name of? No, it's Steel Dragons.
By the way, here's our first story of the day: driverless cars. Those are big. But some driverless car damage appears to be from angry people.
Wait, do we have these?
There's some out there. Yeah,
really?
Like Uber already has them, and there's some cars already.
I have not seen this.
The one in space?
I thought we were hearing about it, that it was going to be coming.
No, there's a mannequin in an astronaut outfit that's driving that one.
You're saying I could go out and buy a driverless car?
They have them out there. I mean, like Ford has the ones where they do a lot of shit for you.
Oh, my God.
One problem with self-driving cars is people. The Los Angeles Times reports that of six crash reports filed in California so far this year, two involved a person attacking the robot car.
Okay.
It was a guy named John Connor.
Yeah, seriously.
Both incidents happened in San Francisco, according to the Department of Motor Vehicles. A vehicle operated by General Motors Cruise driverless car division was waiting at a green light for a pedestrian to cross when a shouting man ran across the street against the do not walk sign and struck the bumper and hatch, damaging a taillight. The car was autonomous mode, but a driver was behind the wheel.
I imagine a turret comes out of the car and shoots the guy with a machine gun, right?
I know. Haven't you thought about that? Like when you're driving, and you have the buttons. I remember I was like young. I was like, all right, this would be great if I could press this thing and a machine gun pops out of the top. And
yeah, sure.
You start just M60.
I think that was a Gary Busey movie back when we were.
Yeah.
That's like RoboCop, right?
Yeah, so people aren't happy with driverless cars, you know?
I've got to see one. Because I heard about them, but I thought they were like super prototype, like... Do we have? How close are we? How close are we to getting rid of our regular cars and just having driverless cars? Is that coming really soon?
As soon as they get the guns.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
As soon as they get
the guns. Yeah, I mean, would you trust a driverless car?
Sure.
Like, drive yourself? I mean, it's great when you're drunk. You're like, oh, just take me home.
Right.
You know?
Or I'm sober and not a great driver, so there you go.
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Yeah, just chill out. You write some jokes in the back seat.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, take it on a road trip. Hey, I want to get up and go to your drive to Orlando on Wednesday in the afternoon, 2 hours. Hey, take a driverless car.
It takes a lot of the adventure out of getting roadhead, though, right? It's like...
But let me ask you a question. Yeah, that's...
There's no danger, really.
Yeah. It kind of takes
like,
the thrill away.
Yeah, we banged a couple times in the back.
Just back to regular head again.
Yeah, right. I'm like 16 again. Craig Henny, what's up, buddy? Autonomous... cars in Phoenix already. They're already in Phoenix, by the way.
Wow.
EV and autonomous vehicles are here. And Craig Henny says he bought a Tesla. Congratulations.
Yay. Craig Henny bought a Tesla.
Yeah. Here's a story. Woman spends $19,000 on kidney transplant for a 17-year-old cat.
Oh, good God.
How much money?
19 grand.
What if she went out in the alley and chopped up another cat?
you're gonna be my donor.
It's like there's a kidney donor organ market.
Yeah.
Chinese kitten. Give up his kidneys.
In Baltimore, what would you do with $19,000? Buy a car or a new house or pay off a stripper? Pay off an overdue bill. A University of Baltimore professor used the money to save the life of her senior cat. She says every penny was worth it.
University of Baltimore? What does she teach?
How to be a dumbass.
I'd like to know what field she's in.
It's definitely not finance.
Yeah, I'm guessing. It's,
if cats come with nine lives,
it's probably
Stanley
something in the humanities.
Now living on nine more. He sees more. He's seen me through the worst moments, the owner says. Yeah, we know. We get it. You love the fucking cat. You know, listen, my dog was blind when it had diabetes. It went blind. I had to pay, it was like $7,000 to get it, you know, surgery to get the cataracts removed. And there was no guarantee that they wouldn't come back. I'm like,
$7,000.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend $7,000 and my dog can see.
No,
you know?
No. We let things go in life sometimes.
I mean, sometimes. You know what I mean?
Hey, if you have an infinite amount of money, I guess. You know?
Boyd says she, where was I?
Well, you know, if you're Elon Musk or something, moves. Right? You just get the cat some robot kidneys and you're good. Some driverless kidneys.
Boyd says she and her husband paid for the surgery out of their limited savings. They had to ditch plans to buy a new car.
You have 19 grand and that's limited savings?
That's for a rainy day, you know?
Imagine her husband's going, yeah, I didn't win that argument.
Oh, my God. She has a husband? I would have thought she had like a wife.
Yeah.
Like
by the way, the story goes on. And now she's recently getting divorced. The husband said, you want to pay $19,000 on that pussy? And then you got mad at me for spending $200 for pussy in Vegas?
To be honest, I thought she must have been a lesbian, but maybe I'm just prejudiced there.
Well, she still might be, and you know, that's why, you know. She's expecting the husband to put up with that much money being spent on a cat.
Yeah.
Good God. $19,000 on a cat. Hey, what's up, Peter Kramer? Welcome to the show, buddy.
It's not going to live forever, right? It's just...
No, that is not...
Kidneys?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, how exactly? How long are we extending the lifespan here?
It's how long? 17?
It gets an extra 4 months out of life.
What's that? That's 119 years old, right?
Did the husband check on the prices for lobotomies, like frontal lobotomies for the wife? Like, oh, she'll
hey,
forget
honey.
About the cat.
Hey, honey, it's 19 right. grand to fix the cat, or could just take 80 bucks to have it killed. Well, here's another story of people that really maybe not know what they're doing. Bra bandits.
Okay.
Stole $11,000 worth of Victoria's Secret lingerie. Probably to pay for somebody's cat surgery.
They stole it off of people? Like off
while they're wearing it. Give me those bras.
Or, yeah, guys, is this a sexual assault case? Yeah.
These guys are skilled.
What's happening?
A pair of would-be robbers pepper sprayed a Victoria's Secret employee Friday while attempting to make off with thousands of dollars in lingerie.
Good God.
According to the Folsom
Police
Department.
What was he wearing all those bras for?
Yeah, the suspect was caught when they wore 15 bras to the local dance. Police were called in the store in Palladio at the Broadstone just before 8 p.m. Police said in a Facebook post, an employee had confronted two women with several large bags of stolen clothing. One of the women pulled out pepper spray and attacked the employee so two could make their escape. The employee was not injured and was able to give the responding officers a description of the getaway car. The officer spotted the car as two women attempted to leave the area. Can you imagine getting caught and you're like, we made it. We got away with all these bras. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
See, now, I would just think, well, maybe this is kind of sexist, but I'm just like, don't women already have a way to get Victoria's Secret bras for free? Just ask your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, wouldn't you like to see me in one of these?
But they're not going to get $11,000 in
them.
That's
true. They're not going to get that many.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that these women have like tables at a local swap shop.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true. It's really more of a scam. I'm on the wrong track
here. Yeah, I think you got to think big here. You know what I mean? Unlike these people are stealing bras. Wasn't it a couple months ago that these women were running in down Lincoln in Miami and they were being chased by the shop owner and they got chased and they were getting people thought the guy chasing the chicks because they had all this lingerie and expensive dresses and shit in their hands. They stole from some boutique down there in South Beach. And the Indian guy was chasing, the owner of the place was chasing them and shit. And people thought he was chasing them, trying to like screw him or like rape him or something. So people started attacking the guy.
Oh my God.
He's like, they stole from me. And they saw like shit falling out of their purse and they realized they tried to stop. They caught one of them.
Son of a bitch.
The suspects were identified as Blanca Thiala Quintero, 22, of Richmond, and Antone Laster Welsh, 19, of Pittsburgh. Quintero is accused of wielding the pepper spray and had an outstanding warrant for her arrest from San Mateo County for previous theft. Hmm. Welch's possession of $100. She also had a $100 counterfeit bill. Hispanic chick. The two young...
A lot going on there. She's got the $100 bill and the stolen bras.
How much do you think $11,000 in bras? Like, think about that. Like, how much of a bundle is that?
Victoria's Secret bra.
A nice Victoria's Secret bra? What is it? Like maybe 50 bucks? 50, 60 bucks? Yeah.
All right. So that's got to be at least 100, 200,
150
bras?
150 or so, right?
Right. I'm guessing. I don't know.
It's a stack of bras.
Yeah. I guess we're not going to have a sale on the at the swap shop. Yeah. I don't know. I remember on the big day, lingerie, like you get your girl lingerie on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I got my girlfriend lingerie and everything in dildos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I realize this is more for me.
Of course.
Than it is for you.
You're like, if you want the dildo, it's in my ass.
The dildos. Right?
Yeah. You got to get it.
I got you something else, honey. Yeah. It's a surprise.
I couldn't help to take that one for myself. One for you, this
it's
one
It's really
for
more
me.
For me than it is for you. Know? Like I said.
You are supposed to wear it when you give it to them, right?
No, here's what you don't do. Don't buy a dildo and then just start using it right away. You got to clean it.
What?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing this all wrong.
Yeah. Why do my girls keep getting yeast infections? Yeah, you got to make sure you clean that thing. Yeah, I don't want to tell you guys what to do, but you know what I mean?
Some friendly advice.
That's just some friendly advice.
I usually just borrow one from the neighbor. I don't
know. What? The dildo?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at that point, no, just get a cucumber.
Cleaning stuff. That's true. The cleaning stuff. You know? For the dildo.
Wow, stealing. Let this be a lesson. You know, you can't steal Victoria's Secret. You have to ask nicely. She'll tell you.
Why not? You know, I mean, listen. Think big. A couple accused of waterboarding a 12-year-old daughter reach a plea deal.
Whoa.
Yeah, boy, you know.
Discipline's back.
Yes. So much for spanking them.
I thought everyone was going easy on kids these days.
Go back to your room. We were going to call it Guantanamo Bay.
Talk about having enough.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Do you believe, like, if you have children, you believe in spanking them?
Well, I don't know what you mean by spanking.
Like, you know, like you get a little paper and you hit them. Like, my dog. Like, hit him in my the dog, face. My yeah. dogs are puppy. My dogs are puppies. I wouldn't hit it with my hand.
Right.
But sometimes when they poop or discipline, I get a paper or something. Not a magazine. You know, when you hit a dog with a Cosmopolitan, you might as well be hitting it with a baseball bat.
Right.
You know, so you get like a newspaper, a little couple of sheets, and just spank them so there's more noise than, you know.
Oh, I see.
So you just, they understand that what they
I
did
think,
was wrong.
You know, you just put on your lead gauntlet and then you wind up.
We'll see what happens with the next kid.
See, my dad never hit me. I was always scared of my dad hitting me. But he used to hit my brothers because they're a bunch of pain, you know.
We would get like occasionally like lightly spanked on the bottom, you know. Yeah. It was like almost more embarrassing. It wasn't like, I don't remember it ever being like, this is painful or anything
right.
like that.
Yeah, so yeah. It wasn't like, but you
it,
got,
and it
you
was
know.
Very rare. It would be like if you were, did something really bad, you could get it. And when we were little.
I remember hearing horror stories from like neighbors, the kids. Like, I did something, my dad hit me with a pool oar. Like a boat oar. I'm like, that's pretty rough.
That's something else going on there, Dougie. That's not discipline.
I know. Here's the thing. My brothers.
Did they take pictures?
My brothers, when they started doing karate, my mom used to get mad. She'd like smack them. Like, yeah. And then like my brothers would be blocking it and shit. You know, like, oh, like doing karate and everything. My mom would get mad. She'd pick up something and throw it at them. You know, like an ashtray or something. We always had the bowl. We're a Spanish family, so we had the bowls in the house, you know. So every time we had a bowl in our house, the horns would end up breaking. You know, because my mom would end up throwing at one of my brothers.
Did she throw the chancleta at you?
What?
The chancleta?
I don't know, but she never threw the yardro.
Okay. Oh, the yardro, yeah.
The yardros are never. You don't touch the yardros.
No, the chancleta, that's the Cuban thing where they hit you with their shoe.
Oh, yeah. My mom would throw shoes, yeah. A couple accused of waterboarding 12-year-old daughter reach a plea deal. It says here that in Pittsburgh, a couple accused of waterboarding their 12-year-old daughter have reached a plea deal. Last year, Melissa and Dion Stevens of Aliquippi allegedly waterboarding their girl to punish her. Under the deal, the couple will be on probation for 5 to 7 years. If they don't, if they offend or break the probation, they will be waterboarded themselves. The family can also be reunited under supervision. Do you really want to go back? You don't let them parent this kid anymore. The kid goes in child family services, right?
I don't know, but I bet you the kid told them everything.
They waterboard me.
Confessed to 9/11.
They burned me to the stake once. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's like everyone is complaining about how kids are snowflakes these days and are being coddled. It's like, no, actually, we're going to waterboard her.
Yeah, well, this one kid's going to be disciplined.
I guess they went a little further.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. You have people that
don't
do anything.
Find the happy medium, people, right?
You got parents that don't do anything, and then you got the parents that waterboard their kids. Yeah. You know, let's find a... You're right. Parents, let's...
How about send them to your room or something?
Yeah, you don't do that anymore. That's the best place to be. You know, when you want to punish kids now, you don't send them to the room. You send them to the garage.
That's not timeout. I'm so confused.
Yeah. The incident happened last April. Police say the girl was taped into a chair with packing tape. Her hands were tied behind her back and rags were shoved into her mouth. Then the girl said water was poured over her mouth.
Good God.
To keep her from screaming and breathing. They allegedly told police that they got the idea from waterboarding from Dick Cheney.
Then they shot her in the face.
Yeah, then they went hunting together.
He first suggested a peacock shooter or whatever.
You know, if she's not disciplined after that, I'll take her for a hunting trip with me. Right. That's nuts. I'm glad. Listen, my wife and I tried to have kids. We tried the in vitro thing a couple times. It didn't work. But then, you know, I'm like, hey, there's probably a reason I didn't have kids. I don't think I'd ever waterboard them, you know.
Well, yeah, you never know, Dougie.
You never know.
You've been saved from that fate now.
Like with my dogs, you know, I used to paper. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get really pissed. You get freaked out. You swing the broom at them.
Right. Mm.
Especially when the dog tries to bite the broom all the time. Here's a story. Random terrifying laughter from Amazon's Alexa creeps out its users. Now, would you have one of these things in your house?
Like, I do have one.
You have one?
Oh, they're great.
What do you have?
It's amazing.
What do you have? Which one?
Well, I have one and my girlfriend has one too.
Okay. Is it the Alexa? Is it the Google?
Just
is it
Alexa.
The
Alexa.
Alexa, yeah.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
So you say, Alexa, what time is the wake up play with Dougie?
My girlfriend loves this shit. She has all the lights in the house hooked up to it.
Really?
You can tell it to play podcast. You can
really so like
oh yeah
so
it's
you
great.
Like you don't have to have special wiring with the
no it's like a specific kind of light you have to buy.
Okay, so now you got to get all now you got to change it, all your light bulbs.
I know,
in the
but
house.
Then it's like something else to buy. She loves it. So. Wow. Yeah, and they do all the different colors. They'll change colors, and you can link them up to do different things. You could say like bedtime, and then all the lights will go off in the house, and that's pretty cool, actually. I got to say,
as opposed to just going over there and walking and shutting the fucking light off.
If you're already in bed, though. It's kind of nice, right? You're just like telling it to turn off lights.
So, in other words, if you forget you're going to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I was going to bed. I'm,
right.
Amazon's Alexa
it's a little silly, I agree.
Has been malfunctioning, and it's caused quite a shock. E-commerce giant's virtual assistant has been heard laughing and in a creepy, maniacal way without being prompted. Can you imagine trying to go to bed all of a sudden? You're
totally masturbating and all of a sudden you're like, I see you.
Who did this? Was it like a programmer?
I don't know.
Just for fun. Someone messed with everyone. That's great.
Zuckerberg.
Cameras and software do not have emotions, and it's safe to say that we'll never will. One of my students' arguments from the midterm. Well, I don't know how we went to that story from there.
What are those 80s viruses on computers? All of a sudden, it's the face of the person.
Right, it's like Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Alexa allows customers request information, play music, blah, blah, blah. Amazon said in a statement to the Washington Post that outbursts are due to its smart speakers hearing accidental orders. In rare circumstances, Alexa can mistakenly hear the phrase, Alexa, laugh.
Oh.
Amazon said to fix the issue, Amazon is disabling that command and changing the trigger phrase to, Alexa, can you laugh?
Huh.
Ooh.
That'll make a big difference.
It is pretty cool because you can just ask it stuff.
Right.
You know, you can ask it for, I mean, like, I ask it for the time, the weather.
Don't you have a watch?
I don't wear a watch.
You can't look out the fucking window?
It's, I don't know, man. It's just...
Wait, you're going to get so reliant on this thing. You're going to go, Alexa, what am I thinking right now?
It's pretty cool, actually, because sometimes you don't have your phone. You're not... I'm telling you, you don't... Right. You never know until you're just laying there, like you don't have anything next to you, and you're just like, oh, yeah, hey, what time is it? Oh, what time is the movies? Oh, what time... You can tell it. You can...
I got you. So, like, for example, like, if you and your wife have, like... My girl has, like, the iPhone finder, you know, I'm about to pull out and, you know, do a little spank session. I'm like... Alexa, tell me where my wife is right now.
There you go.
She's 4.5 miles. ETA, 15 minutes. Good, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, where's the washcloth?
You could probably link it up like that.
All right. There's certain things I can find useful.
Yeah, you see? I knew you just link it to masturbation and Dougie's on board. I knew.
Yeah,
it.
That's all I need.
People are going to get all, like, fancy pants. You go over to someone's house that doesn't have an Alexa. You're like, oh, you got, like, crank
Google
windows?
Voice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In your car?
When's the last time you sat in the car where they had roll-up windows? I mean, for me, it was only about a year and a half ago.
I just drove here.
Yeah?
It's not fair.
He's still got an antenna on his car. Who has an antenna? You know, I was thinking about that. You said the antennas on your car.
Yeah, yeah.
The metal thing that
Shut
would go
up.
And then, then you had a rich car when it would go up.
Yeah, I used to drive an Audi that had that.
Yeah?
Yeah, a 97 Audi.
And now the antenna's like in the window, you know, or, you know, yeah, you have satellite, they have that big thing in the back. Yeah, why not?
In the tent.
The old days. A smoking orangutan riles anger against the zoo in Indonesia. What's up with these primates that want to smoke?
Indonesia is where they had that kid who was smoking too. Remember that, like, 2-year-old kid?
That big
with
fat
the cigarette?
Kid?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Whatever happened to that kid?
I don't know, he's but dead. I used to live over there, and everyone in Indonesia smokes. Yeah, he's dead, right? Yeah.
He's dead.
He's dead.
It wasn't the smoking. It was the diabetes, actually. It's ironic. Yeah.
No, he was eaten by a leopard. We don't even know.
He was ass banged to death by a monkey. In Jakarta, Indonesia, a video of an orangutan smoking has brought more criticism of a zoo in Indonesia, infamous for past animals' welfare troubles. Says here that in that video shot on Sunday, a young man flicks his half-smoked cigarette into the primate's enclosure. It's picked up by the reddish-brown primate, who expertly puffs on it and laughed and laughter from the crowd.
Wow.
Oh, that is funny, though.
He got more laughs than Richard Pryor's son.
Right.
He's actually headlining the Apollo next.
Yeah, he just replaced
he's headlining.
Pryor's son.
Hey, come on. He'd probably do better than most of us. Let's just be honest.
That's my cord, by the way. I don't know why my cord is affecting the listening on this end. All right. Gucciano said the man... Wait, here we are in the video. Okay. Activist Marison Gucciano said Wednesday that the smoking ape is further evidence of a lack of supervision and education at the Bandung Zoo.
Proves stoned ape theory.
Gucciano said the man committed a crime, but the privately owned zoo is mainly responsible because of its ignorance of supervision and education for the visitor. Now, I mean, you can't, I mean, people are going to, how many times have you been somewhere and said, don't feed the animals, and you see the people feeding the fucking animals?
Don't feed the animals cigarettes.
Yeah. There should be a sign out front, if you're an idiot, don't go in here. Is that me? No, I'm okay.
I will tell you something, though. Like, everyone in that country smokes. I've been to Bandung. I've actually been to that specific city in Jakarta. Jakarta is an insane city.
Yeah.
It's really cool because it's wild, man. It's Muslim.
Right.
But it's also, they also have, like, weird strip clubs and, like, underground clubs where they could buy ecstasy. And
really?
Oh, it's crazy. It's like a weird mixture of conservative and liberal at the same time. Did we lose power?
No, we didn't lose power. It's actually more the phone. It's not recording that way. Don't worry about it. It's actually it's just our earphones that are doing that.
Anyway, go to Jakarta, but you will see some weird shit. You'll see weird shit besides just apes smoking cigarettes.
There's one of those 80s martial arts movies called Gymkata or something.
Yeah.
Jakarta, remember?
Yeah, that one guy, the U.S. Olympian was on there. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. He had this big fight scene in an alleyway. Like, oh, isn't it nice that they have parallel bars in the middle of an alleyway? So this guy could do the uneven bars and fight people? But yeah, that was
ever
a weird
since
thing.
That movie, I was like, I'm not going to Jakarta. I could be in a
yeah.
beautiful women
gauntlet
too.
Or something.
Hot chicks over there. I'm telling you, Indonesian women are beautiful.
Now, is it like in Thailand where it's like you never know they could be man or the machine? What do they call them?
No,
lady boys.
Lady boys. No, not as much. I would say Indonesia's not. They're a little more conservative. They don't do that as much. Yeah.
All right. College sues former student who refuses to leave the dorm.
I don't like it here.
I think that story, because every college has that person that's been there for like 8 years.
Right. Yeah.
New York City college is trying to evict a former student who it says is illegally squatting in their dorm room. Hunter College has filed a lawsuit against 32-year-old Lisa Palmer.
She's a junior, by the way.
Yeah, she's still a sophomore, actually. She didn't pass the saying the woman owes more than $94,000 in unpaid resident hall fees since she dropped out back in 2016. The lawsuit says Palmer was denied summer housing in 2016. She remained in her dorm despite the school sending several notices that she would be charged $150 a day if she stayed. Palmer was issued a 30-day eviction notice in September 2017. She refused to leave, prompting the school to file a lawsuit.
This is like mental illness or something, right?
Yeah, or she's got abandonment issues and she's,
Do you know which unit she was in? It's the coolest unit on the floor.
It's a corner unit with two windows. Palmer, a former geography major, says she plans to stay and fight the case. She's geography. This is my fucking territory, man.
Do you know how close to the bathroom I am? No.
I didn't want to leave either, man. I had a great time in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get it. But
some people just don't leave. Eventually they become professional students.
You got to go because also the fact that they let her stay this long too, right? Like if you don't graduate within like 6 or 7 or 8 years, aren't you kind of, you have to kind of get out of there anyway?
Yeah, you got to move on in life. I wonder if her parents waterboarded her. They probably should have. She would have probably been a much better student. Our neighbors, the people two houses to my right, They got so many zone violations. Like when you come here at night, they have those signs out where it says North Springs.
Okay.
When you come down off University, the one that's what's that? North, that lights up. But the one that's on our side over here doesn't light up because ever since Hurricane Wilma, which was 10, 12 years ago, the people that own that house it's their responsibility. They never fix it.
Huh.
So now I'm at the point. Fuck the city. Let's fix this thing because at night people are like, I don't see the sign. I don't know. Just
lazy.
Eventing.
I don't know if that's really connected, Dougie, but I feel your pain.
The people that own that house is that chick's parents.
Evict Dougie's neighbors and this lady from her
dorm. Trust me, these people, and the code enforcement have told me they have like over $50,000 in liens against the property from all their neighbors are pissed. They lost, the people that sold the house, they lost money on the deal because of the backyard. It's all unkempt and the hedges are 50,000 feet high.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Our last story of the day, passenger arrested after stripping naked to watch porn and commit sex act in a seat.
Classic.
Before he attacked the hostess, or stewardess as we call him now. The 20-year-old student horrified fellow flyers when he stripped off in his seat before groping air hostesses. Guy had to be on ecstasy. On his way to the toilet.
See, now that's not a good grope, right? If you want to be subtle, I would think, with the groping. Right, if you strip down to your bare ass and then you start groping, you're not going to get much of a grope in.
Yeah, a pastor was arrested after stripping naked. A 20-year-old student horrified felt. Why does it keep doing this to me? I got it. Oh, so you know what this is? It's making me.
Dougie, put your clothes back on.
Thirsty. Yeah, I got it. Making me want to take my clothes. It's actually like if you want to read this story, you got to like sign up. You ever have that when you go to a store online?
It's got a paywall.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bullshit.
He attacked the flight attendant, the crew, before being restrained and moved to another seat with the fellow passengers. He was later arrested when the Malindo Air Boeing 737 landed in Shahjalal International Airport. You know where that is, Shahjalal?
That sounds made up.
Yeah. The problem passenger was ignoring all those around him.
Not real.
The cabin crew approached him and politely asked him to put on his clothes.
Yeah, if you would. Good. Sir, my good man, if you please.
He complied with their caress. A short while later, there was some commotion at the toilet area, and it turned out that he was harassing a stewardess. Come on, just touch it.
You know this isn't in the U.S. because it's like, they're like, if you don't mind, sir, just put your clothes back on. He's like, oh, sure. Then he puts his clothes back on, then they keep flying. He would have been like tackled by an air marshal like 1 second after he unbuckled his belt here, right?
Yeah.
You don't get to the chance to put your clothes back on in the U.S. They don't offer you that
one. That's it. You're gone. Anyway, much like that story, we're gone. This is that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Again, I want to thank Ciro Dober for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And, of course, Ethan Moore.
Thanks, Dougie.
And, by the way, don't forget, guys, this week on Wednesday I'll be at the Orlando Improv. Thursday I'll be at the Abbey competing in the Monsters of Comedy. Monday next week I'll be at the World Series of Comedy at the L.A. Comedy Club at the Stratosphere competing. And on Tuesday I'll be at Laugh Factory in Las Vegas.
Cool.
Doing showcases that night. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Don't forget to follow the show at Wake Up Dougie and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And join our fan page on Facebook, by the way, at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Cool. Ciro?
Hey, follow me at Comedy Detour at the 19th hole at Ciro Comics.
Ethan?
I got a show coming up with another son or daughter of a comedy great, Sheba Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Daughter of Jackie Mason, although she actually is funny, unlike Richard Pryor's kid.
Yes.
That show is March 21st. That's a Wednesday. We're moving our comedy night to Wednesday, 33rd Street Wine Bar, Wednesday, March 21st.
There you go. And by the way, Sheba may be in the studio tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Staying with me and Peter. So it'd be cool to catch her before she's on there.
Yeah, cool. Say hi to her.
And don't forget, Wednesday I'll be on the Paul Castronovo show, 9 a.m. Listen in.
That's awesome.
And call us there. Thanks for listening, guys. Tomorrow in the studio, Peter Leonard and possibly Sheba Mason, daughter of Jackie Mason, although he still denies it to this day.
Just like Richard would if he was alive.
Yeah, he watched his kids act. That ain't my son. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back here tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of